Morning, Ben.
Good morning, Jeff.
What other excuse would I have to talk to you twice in a day other than to just shoot the breeze? And if we're just shooting the breeze, we might not always talk about real estate, but I like talking about real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you could say I smell nice, or at least nicer than
today's we're celebrating, yes. And we will have no celebrations in the studio while we're here together today, Ben. Thanks. Ben Parsons, RE/MAX Property Pros in Tahmont. Just a little background for the folks that aren't regular listeners, Ben. Where do you come from? How long you been doing this thing?
Sure. Yeah. So first part of my forestry career was spent mainly in the southern U.S., moved to the Northwoods in the winter of 2010-2011. So I've been up here for quite a while now, and shifted from forestry into real estate in 2018 and went full-time real estate in 2020.
Got it. You and I have been in the Northwoods here in Tomahawk, that is, anyway, for the same amount of time. I got back up here in, after the Packers won the Super Bowl. That February, and then here in April, so we'll both be celebrating anniversaries this year.
Sounds good.
What is it about land? Now you sell a lot of houses. We don't want to tell people any different. You sell businesses, stuff like that. But the demand for land sounds like a specialty. What is it about land that really interests you so much and keeps your interest all these years?
You know, over the course of a 20-plus year career in forestry, I've spent hundreds, if not thousands, of hours studying land, soil productivity, hydrology, and how that transpires into tree species growth, volume, operability. You know, so when it comes to land, there's really no one in the real estate industry that has studied that more than I have.
Okay.
You know, spending thousands of hours looking at thousands of acres on a computer screen, making maps, then taking those maps out into the field, walking those thousands of acres, and your brain over time starts to connect what you see on the computer screen or what you see on that paper map. It starts to connect so that in time, you know, between soil maps, wetland maps, topography, things like that, I know what you're looking at before we even go out there. And it's always nice to put eyes on the land before you start, you know, making offers and getting excited about making that land yours. But
since buying a home or buying a plot of land is probably the biggest purchase that any of us will ever make, all of us regular folks anyway, that we'll ever make, somebody may have a dream. They want to have their beautiful cabin located on the perfect hunting spot so that they can get their deer and turkey and everything else that they're looking to get. And then they say, okay, so what? You probably want to be somewhere where there's a lot of hardwoods, oak especially, maybe. Those acorns will bring in the deer. They say, well, no, not really. I'd rather have more pine. And then you say, well, the pine is beautiful, but if you really want these other things, you need to maybe look at these few. So you bring that expert. Now, I'm very overly simplifying things, but generally speaking, that's why having you on our side will help get us into our real dream property, because our dreams can sometimes be clouded and they can be, you know, misdirected. So you're the guy to set everybody straight on the dream.
Absolutely. I mean, for example, you know, I'm a sucker for sunsets.
Okay.
And one thing that we have here that other areas of the country may not have, of course, in the right spot, we can have these nice big sky views. And wetlands and swamps, things like that, are pieces of property that normally you would think we have a hard time selling. But to find that place that, you know, personally, I like these little ridges or these little high points that face west over a swamp.
Okay.
And these sunsets up north with the black spruce and tamarack treetops kind of poking up in the sunset, looking over this big wetland, to me is one of the most beautiful sights that I've ever laid eyes on that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah. And most people would say, I got to have a sunset over water for that same reason, the big wide open view. But there's other ways to look at things.
There is. And where I have what steers me more toward the wetland is a sunset over a lake is absolutely beautiful. It's stunning. But what you're also going to have in that sunset are other people's houses, cabins, boats, docks.
Yep.
To me, when you look at a sunset over a swamp, it's a completely natural view. You're not seeing other houses or boats, etc.
So what I'm hoping to accomplish with our conversations earlier in the morning and now these series of conversations are going to be hopefully we all have a dream of one kind or another. Sometimes when the rubber hits the road, we need to adjust those dreams for a lot of different reasons. And so the sooner the adjustment happens, the better, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. So we're going to try to get that into people's heads here. You're talking this morning about a transaction. You had some folks out looking at a piece of land. They have a dream to build their dream home. And now before we came on the live microphones, I asked you, how big a deal is it once? See, everybody knows I'm looking for a place. We're opening up our search to a lot of other ideas here. But when it comes to building a house, you find a piece of land. That's just the start of it. And then you find out that, well, we made some phone calls. We looked online, and according to online, it cost X amount to build. Then you actually pick up the phone and call that contractor and say, well, that number needs to be adjusted up a bit because of this, this, and this. So if you've been getting a lot of your information online only and not talking to people with boots on the ground like yourself, there could be a real not so nice moment at that time where you say, well, you better look into that cost per square foot a little bit closer. Yeah. How is that going for you as far as people getting there? They find the land, then that's, oh my gosh, it costs that much per square foot.
Yeah. Yeah. We see that a lot. And we often have buyers approach us. They have a dream and you know, they're, it's kind of like at a drag strip. You know, you have that drag strip, does the burnout, and they get their tires hot and they're ready to take off running down the drag strip. Well, they realize when they start looking at these costs, there's some surprises. And even in the process, we've talked to plenty of people who have bought land through us, started the construction process, and then there's change orders and material prices go up. And, well, steel is a little harder to get, therefore this is going to be more expensive. Yeah. And so there's all these little curveballs that you have through the process. And we want to make sure that people are prepared for those curveballs. And but we also want to remind people that, you know, the best time to buy your piece of land was yesterday.
Yeah.
The next best time is today, because as we talked about this morning, you know, every year land is increasing in value. The only time we saw that go backwards was back during this huge recession, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010.
Right.
And
nobody thinks we're going back to that, by the way.
Well, and we were seeing rates shoot up last year, this year. And we were fearing that that might be a possibility, but now we're seeing things, you know, they've leveled off. We were hoping for that, and they have. They've mm-hmm. actually gone down a little bit. And one thing that helps that, and this is a little, I don't want to get too far in the weeds with a personal opinion, but this being an election year, you know, everyone that's looking for your vote wants to claim responsibility for economic stability.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, all sides are working together to attain economic stability. So this year, I'm expecting this to be a busy year, mm-hmm. despite rates that have gone up a little bit. Another thing we have to consider is time passes. So look at how many years now that it's been since we've seen the 2% interest rates.
Right.
You know, the people that are buying today weren't buying then. So this is the information that they have to work with and move forward with.
Got it. You came up, you explained a very thoughtful plan for people that they want to get the land. It might be a little too expensive right now to build. Your formula sounds like it's a winning formula. Can you explain that just the way you explained it to me?
Absolutely. You know, do everything you can to get the land as soon as possible, because the land is not going to go backwards in value over time. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the land today and then work on paying that land off so that you own it free and clear, then use that land as collateral for your construction loan.
There you go.
So you're not stuck in a position where you have your current living situation that you're paying for, and you know, then you're only paying for land, not a whole nother house that's under construction with all the curveballs. That process takes longer than we all imagine.
Yep.
So let's get the land paid for first, then move on with construction.
And again, why it really pays to hire a professional like yourself. My wife and I did a lot of homework online before we ever picked up the phone, and it seemed like, well, we did all that work for nothing, because the numbers just aren't accurate. And in the marketplace today, when it comes to building stuff, don't trust anything you see online. Pick up the phone and make a call.
Yeah, online is a good resource, but it's not the gospel.
Right.
And often we find our market here in the Northwoods is not the same as the Chicago suburbs.
Yeah.
There are similarities as far as trends, but it's not the same.
Right.
And when we look online, we're looking typically at national averages.
Right, right. Good point, too. Ben Parsons, the man for land with us from RE/MAX Property Pros here this morning. All right, some real bullet points here that you brought with us this morning. Using land in the wintertime. And this year, well, depending on what you like to do with the land, we got a crazy weather year this year, Ben, that's for sure. So winter land uses, is that applying to the conditions we have right now or generally speaking?
Either way.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You know, yesterday my wife and I hiked around a big block of public land that I like to hunt personally, and we're moving trail cameras around trying to get pictures of wolves and other predators because I had started following a group on Facebook called the Wisconsin Citizen Wolf Count.
Okay.
And this is not a page that is wolf bashing or wolf loving. It's mm-hmm. simply an informational resource.
Got it.
So people can post their trail camera pictures to kind of spread the word about, you know, where they are, how many you're seeing, and the frequency they're being seen. So if you're interested in where we are, that's a good place to go.
Okay.
So we just hiking, you know, we didn't need snowshoes, so we were able to walk around. The ground was still pretty firm. Even in the swamps, the ground is still frozen, so we could easily get around. Fat bike trails were at near a part of where we started walking. Hunting season, for the most part, you know, most of the game species has already passed.
Right.
But we have a lot of people out there interested in predator control. I shared a post yesterday about a couple looking for places to go to hunt coyotes. And they, in the post, they talk about the equipment that they had available and how ethical they are and what, you know, making sure of their targets, things like that. So, you know, this is a great time of year to be targeting those coyotes before our fawn dropping season.
Oh, yeah.
And it drastically impacts this year and next year's deer population.
Got it. And so some things that you can think about in the wintertime. But when it comes to buying and selling winter versus summer, what are the differences? Is there one time that's better than another?
This kind of weather that we're having right now is perfect for going out, putting boots on the ground, and deciding which piece of land you want to buy.
Because you can see it, right?
You can see it. The foliage isn't out. The ground is still frozen. The snow's not too deep. You really get a chance to see every square foot of this land and know what you've got without sinking up to your knees in swamps, without swatting bugs, without pushing through, you know, brush to see. So to me, this is the best time to be out there looking at land.
How often do you take walks in the woods with a customer that says, you know what, I'm looking at this, I need to buy some land, let's go walk some land today, Ben? How often, you get those calls a lot?
I do, and I try to get out as often as I can.
Okay.
I really try to fill my schedule being out in the woods with the client, buyer clients, yes, but seller clients as well, you know, because I like to explain to a seller what they really have. A lot of landowners that I've walked with that are thinking about selling, you know, I'll suggest, hey, let's walk to this corner or let's walk on the other side of this creek. And, you know, a lot of these folks have said, you know, I haven't been back here in 40 years. So they're putting eyes on portions of their property that they haven't even seen for many years.
Okay.
Explaining to them what they have and what it's worth is very, very important in selling.
When it comes to selling a parcel land, especially in the woods, how important is it to have markers out there? Because I've gone to look at a few pieces of property, Ben, and I'm like, well, nobody put any markers out here. I have no idea where it is. That, to me, it's the more information a potential buyer has, the easier it is for them to make a buying decision. I think that goes into every form of marketing.
Yeah, that's one of those things that, you know, people often talk about staging a home.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who make their living as a home stager where they set the house up to make it more showable or mm-hmm. make it show better. Land is the same thing. And having these markers out there really helps a lot. Now, we've got to be careful. You know, real estate agents are not surveyors.
Right.
And legally, we cannot point out, this is a corner, this is a property line. You know, we can't do that. We're not qualified to do that. We're not surveyors. So I just want to make that clear. However, if these are marked and agreed upon, you know, by the neighbors, it really helps out a lot when people are, you know, tromping around and they want to know, what am I buying? Well, it's inside these lines. A survey is something that I am 100% confident that I can recapture that value in a sale. So any landowner that's thinking, okay, I'm going to sell this 40, if you get that 40 surveyed and those corners freshened up, you get that marked, I know I can get that back out for you in a sale. That's how important having markers are.
And you mentioned staging in a home, and I've watched enough programs to know what that's all about. But when it comes to a piece of land, I'm thinking of one in particular that I saw just recently. There was a bunch of piles of old rocks over here. There was a whole bunch of piles of sticks and brush and stuff like that. I'm thinking, this isn't showing very well right now. That's going to be a lot of work for me if I choose to go ahead with this. What do you suggest to people that may have a piece of land that doesn't look so pristine, quote unquote, yeah, and there's going to be some issues and some labor? What do you say to those folks?
Yeah, you know, natural debris, that's something that we see quite often, and in time, you know, the woody debris will rot. Stones, piles of stones, things like that. Sure, there might be other uses, or that might be something you can sell. What really impacts the value of land is junk.
Okay.
Old boats, old campers, old snowmobiles, old cars, trailers, you name it.
Rotting tree stands in the trees around the area.
Right. And it's a safety issue.
Okay.
You know, if I'm taking people out looking at land and there's these old tree stands, you know, I'm glad I'm with that person looking at this land, because if they're there by themselves and they attempt to climb up in that, that's not a good idea.
Right.
So a lot of this stuff, you know, not only is it an eyesore, but it's a safety hazard. That's another thing that I really believe that, hey, it's fine if you've got one of those pieces of property that's accumulated all this junk for years and years and years. If you hire someone, you scrap that, you get rid of it, you clean it up. That's another one of those things that I'm confident that we can recapture that expense in the sale and get your money back.
So the owner should take that responsibility, get it cleaned up, make it look just as good as you can make it look, and we'll worry about what it costs to clean it up afterwards.
I believe so. Okay. If it's financially feasible to do that, yes. If not, then I have that discussion with the buyer and say, all right, well, use this as a negotiation point.
There you go.
So if I'm working with a buyer here, let's get them to knock this much off because of this, and then I'll hook them up with scrappers.
Okay.
And say, hey, not only will this guy clean up the majority of this, but you might put a couple bucks in your pocket when it's all said and done.
You know, and there's another good reason to talk to a professional, because not only do you have the knowledge of the sale transaction, the land, the house, whatever it is, but you also have contacts that can help make a transaction go smoother for a buyer or a seller.
Absolutely, and that's one thing that is very important about having a local agent. And every now and then we see properties come up that it's an agent from downstate that has it listed right here in our back door. Those agents, they don't, other than Google, they have no resources for builders, for plumbers, for electricians, for clean out services, mm-hmm. you know, property manager. They don't have those contacts. And those of us that have spent our careers here in the community, we do.
So last question here this morning, Ben. Right now, as we sit here, as we speak today, is it easier to move a parcel of land or a home with some land?
Right now, a home.
Okay.
With, you know, with or without land, but homes are in huge demand right now, and it's easier to buy and move into an existing home than it is to go through the process of buying land and building. Mm-hmm. Typically, when we see people buying land to build, it's either to build investment homes that they're going to rent out or try to sell for a profit in a specific amount of time. Our buyer demand is so high for people that are moving up here. A home priced right will sell very, very quickly.
I think another interesting conversation, we may have to save it for another time, Ben, but the age groups of people in the real estate market right now. Right now, you've got a lot of old people like me with a huge empty nest. We would like to downsize. There's nothing to downsize into. You've got families that want to grow, that want my house, but they can't have it because I need to have somewhere to live too. Another very interesting conundrum that we find ourselves in this market.
It is. It is. And it takes a little more.
Yeah.
No matter which side you're on, it takes a little more. Things, what's the saying? You know, nothing good comes without the appropriate amount
right.
of suffering. And
nothing good comes easy. Nothing
right.
easy comes good.
Exactly.
Something like that.
It takes budgeting. It takes selling junk that you're not using. You know, I've got a boat that I put in the water once last year, once the year before. Well, I've got my own some land. How much good is that boat really doing me?
Yeah.
So you may have me calling in on the swap shop.
Selling a boat?
Got it. This spring, selling a boat.
Ben, if people want to talk real estate, to especially land, you're the man to call. How can people get a hold of you?
Best way is a call or text to 715-550-5683 or shoot an email to benthemanforland@gmail.com.
Outstanding. I like that we have a little bit more time here and then just the little bit that we have earlier in the morning. So I look forward to seeing you again next month.
Always. Thank you, Jeff.
Good deal. Ben Parsons, the man for land from Remax Property Pros here in Tumwalk. You want to talk land? He's a guy that's got the answers.